I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:26-29.
Every Christmas season, Christians participate in various Advent countdowns. Through this joyous season, we delight in the celebration of our Savior's birth. However, it's important to remember what we needed saving from, the dreadful curse of sin. In Genesis 3:15, we see enmity being placed between Satan's seed and Eve's. Graciously, God promised Eve and her offspring that one day, an heir would be born who would crush the head of Satan, her great enemy. The heir promised to Eve is the Son who was conceived in the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit that we read about in Luke's narrative. Jesus was born to save us from the dreadful curse of sin. In contrast to Eve's disobedience, which brought about the curse, Jesus perfectly obeys his Father and receives the dominion and rule over the earth that our first parents lost in the garden. In tomorrow's scripture reading, we learn that God promised dominion and kingly rule to Jacob's son, Judah. As Luke tells us, Jesus descended from the line of Judah. Because of King Jesus, there will be no end to the house of Jacob, nor of his kingdom's expansion, since he lives and reigns forever. Questions to consider. What promise is being made about Jesus in Genesis 3:15? When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they lost the right to rule creation. How does Gabriel's promise to Mary bring hope of Christ's rule and reign? Luke 1:37 states that nothing is impossible with God. When we look at this story, what are some impossibilities that God overcame?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.